Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. It is spring again, and during this time of the year, Christians welcome the brightest holiday, Easter, the most important period of the long preparations for welcoming the holidays, the Holy Week. For Christians, the last days of the earthly life of Jesus Christ are a prelude to eternal life. During the Holy Week, the Church serves liturgies related to Christ's way to Golgotha, his suffering, and the redemption he brought to people on the cross. The resurrection of Christ unites the faithful with the triumph of good over evil and of life over death. In the evening before midnight on Saturday, temples are filled with believers who come for a solemn service. The priest who leads it comes out carrying the Paschal Tricherion or triple candlestick, and all believers light their candles from it. Meanwhile, the chant Voskresenie Tvoje Christe Spase, or Thy Resurrection Saved, is sung. You will hear it in the performance of the Sofia Boys Choir conducted by Adriana Blagoeva. At midnight, Orthodox Bulgarians greet each other with "Christ is risen." The bells of churches ring to tell people the good news, and the "Christ is risen" chant is being performed. You can hear it in the performance of the head of the Bulgarian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Neophit.
Христос воскресе из мертвых, смертью смерть поправ, и суждим во гробе живот даровал. Христос воскресе из мертвых, смерть живот даровал. Христос воскресе из мертвых, смертью смерть поправ, и суждим во гробе живот
. According to the Gospels, the first to find out about the miracle of the resurrection were the myrrh-bearing women who visited the tomb of Christ. After that, Christ appeared before Mary Magdalene and the apostles. The lit candle is a symbol of Easter. Believers associate it with the resurrection of the Savior, and its flame symbolizes his divine nature.
Христос воскресе из мертвых.
Living God is the creator of freedom. He can only act as a flow of light, a stream of love, goodness and beauty towards the hearts of those who voluntarily turn to Him. When we turn away from Him, He seems disconnected from His creation. With these words by Olivier Cleman, a professor at the Orthodox Theological Institute in Paris, we end today's festive concert.